This series of parables are sometimes referred to as the kingdom parables. They are explaining what the kingdom of God is, or the kingdom of heaven, same thing, and ways of explaining God's plan for us as he establishes rule on earth and in the glories of the heavenly realm. How he has created us to be his children and has chosen us, has called us to be faithful followers, called us to be loving disciples, and how he has invited us to ultimate union with him, both on this earth and in eternity. In these parables, or this parable of the weeds in the field that I want to concentrate on, that there is, in this kingdom, there is the evil force of the devil present. The kingdom of God isn't complete yet. And yet, God is in control and he is all-powerful. The Book of Wisdom recounts in this passage and in other parts of the Book of Wisdom in the Old Testament, that indeed God had already delivered his people out of the clutches of Pharaoh in the land of Egypt, how he had delivered them into the promised land and overcome the enemy of God's people. And he has freed them from the Egyptians and the enemy. And how he had finally convinced Pharaoh, after delivering the 10 plagues, and the final one was death itself. Of all the firstborn males, each family were to be, to die. And that finally convinced Pharaoh to let his people go. The first plagues didn't work. I was just thinking this week that we sort of endure some of the same natural disasters as these Egyptians. There isn't blood in the water, but we do have bad water sometimes. There was a plague of fire, and of course we've experienced smoke from forest fires in the last few weeks, last couple months at least. And heat, unbearable heat, and floods. And we experienced, or many of us experienced, the plague of hail, which is, those people that experienced it, very scary. People told me this morning and yesterday and a couple of last days, they were frightened. And let's get out of here. Well, there's no place to go. This is the safest place in your house. So we hope that doesn't happen again. But in the midst of this power that God demonstrated in the Old Testament, forces of disaster, God can afford to be lenient. He can afford to be patient with his weak and sinful children. Because if he wasn't patient and wanted to wipe out the forces of evil, he could have done it. He did it in the time of Noah and the flood. Well, he isn't going to do that again. He said he wouldn't do that again. So this God who is all-powerful is also one who is patient. And he can afford to do so. He's got the time. And that's a good thing, because for us personally, if he had destroyed all evil and all evildoers, we're not saints. We might not be here, because many of us, all of us, have done things that have been quite sinful and evil. So we struggle, and the Lord knows that we struggle with our weaknesses, our bad habits, our sinfulness, because we haven't all got it together yet. And we are still maturing into good Christian people, learning from our mistakes, and that's a good thing. And we're well aware that the world hasn't got it all together either. And when I say the world, in my definition, it's anything out there that I can't control. Well, I have my own personal evil, but there's also that evil, wherever it is, halfway around the world, halfway around the globe, with all kinds of hatred and suffering and violent confrontations, military actions, starvation, and all that we do to one another, and nature does, you know, to us as well. But it's also the evil that we see in our neighbor, and we would just love to go to that neighbor, whether it's a relative or another neighbor that we live close to, and tell them how to do it. Point out, this is the way you're not following God's plan. Well, sometimes we can tell people and sometimes we shouldn't. So we have to leave it up to God to keep inviting all people into his kingdom, his plan of life. And he has the patience to keep showering his gifts, sending his spirit, inviting everyone. And we don't always have that patience. So there's that final note that, yes, God keeps inviting. God will separate the wheat from the chaff, the weeds from the good crop, the sheep and the goats. It's in various stories of God's judgment. And that can we be as patient and forgiving with others as God has been for us in the rest of the world? And that is a very difficult gift to accept, a very difficult virtue to ask for, because we know that God remains with us, that he has a plan, and that his plan will be fulfilled in his time.